Lester Roloff was singing. The fella told him, he said, I like your preaching better than your singing. He said, well, if I was singing to you, I'd consider that. Amen. That's right. We sing it to the Lord. Amen. That's right. Praise God. And the Lord likes to hear his own children sing to him. He did say, come before his presence with singing. Many times in the Psalm, which is a song book, David said that. And he enabled him to play a harp. He enabled him to praise God with stringed instruments. And it's the right thing to do. Psalm 78 tonight, if you got a Bible, want to look with me there, I'll say a few things from Psalm 78. And we've been looking at this a little bit this week. Psalm 78. And may the Lord help us tonight in this scripture, Psalm 78. The Bible said in verse 1, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Show it to the generation to come, the praises of the Lord, and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and upon the law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God and keep his commandments. Verse 1 tonight says, give ear, O my people. I want to try the Lord to help me tonight to just preach on that thought, give ear, O my people. If you look at this scripture here, it was, I believe the name's Asaph that wrote this psalm. And he had understanding. In fact, his name means gatherer. Asaph was a Levite who led and sounded cymbals before the ark in worship. He was called the chief musician, I believe, in one of the scriptures. First Chronicles says this about him. It says, He, David, appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, made a sound with cymbals. So he knew something about worship. He knew something about the presence of God and knew it was very needful to the generation to come to have these things spoke to them. And that's why he said, give ear, O my people, tonight. In other words, he said, here, lend me your ear. Give me your ear. Turn your ears and give your ears to hear the law of God. Our ears are to be open to the law of God. I pray many a time, Lord, open mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of the law of God. That this book tonight ought to be the most precious thing in our lives. There's nothing more important tonight, thank God, than God's holy word. We need to make it. Thank God, Job said tonight that it was more precious or more necessary, thank God, than his needful food. He said, this book, thank God, is the words of life. And this book tonight is something we ought to attend to and get our heart and mind toward. And we need to give ear to the word of God. Jesus said in one place in the gospel, he said, let this sink down in your ears. Thank God, let it get down. Thank God, where you live. And get in your ears and hearts that you might be obedient and know the law of God and walk in faith and live for me that they might know there's a God in Israel tonight. Amen. That's what he's saying here. Hey, God, give ear to it. Listen to what I got to say. I mean, this man that wrote this psalm, thank God,
He's declaring this truth. So give ear to the truth. Give ear to your the Word of God. Don't, my friend, give ear to lies. Turn away your ears from lies. And did not Paul say, but in the last days, my friend, that men would love the pleasures of the world more than love God? Did not men say, the man of God say, they'll have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof? Did not the man of God say, to preach the word, the instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all love, suffering, and doctrine, but the time will come that I'll endure sound doctrine, back to their own lust, shall they heed themselves teachers, having engineers, who turn their ears, they turn their ears from the truth unto fables. That's where we are tonight. Men want a fable instead of the gospel, and they lost. And they're going to hell because they believe not the love of God and the truth of the Word of God tonight. Amen. Right. They not only turned their ears, they stopped their ears.
Right.
When Stephen preached, it said they stopped their ears. Amen. That's right. What men do today. Your ears that God put on your body is for your hearing. Amen. That's right. And let me tell you this. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A man don't get saved outside of hearing the Word of God. A man's got to hear the Word of God. And if a man don't hear that, then he's not going to be saved. Amen. That's why we call it good news, because it's good news unto our ears and our hearts. When we're in a lost and undone condition and did not know the way to God and did not know the Father in heaven, but Christ came and through the Holy Ghost He made it known to us, thank God, where's the sinner, and Christ was the Savior, and all you had to do is come to Him with a broken heart, thank God, in a humble spirit, and cry for mercy, and God will attend to the man's cry like He did the man in the pit. He incarnated me and heard my cry. He lifted me up out of the horrible and the mighty and set my feet upon a rock and established my calling. Thank God, that's what God does for the cry of a sinner. Amen. He's got to hear it. Amen. He's got to hear it. You've got to hear the gospel. You must hear. Give ear to it tonight. What do you give ear to? That's a good question. Do you give ear to sound doctrine? Do you give ear to truth? Or do you give ear tonight to the words of folly? So many men are so caught up in folly. You know what the proverb writer said? He said, folly is joy to them that's destitute of wisdom. Any old foolishness people want to listen to tonight. We live in a comedy day. Everything's funny. Everything's a joke. Amen. Preachers even use the pulpit, thank God, for clown acts and jokes. I don't want to give my ears to the folly of my friend of this world and the folly of false prophets. Amen. I don't want to give my ear to that. I want to get, listen, friend, I ain't got people. So I said, that's awful hard preaching. No, it ain't hard. I ain't God, you can't preach your truth straight. Amen. You might preach it beyond my living, but you can't preach it beyond my liking. Because I like to hear it the way it is. It's the only thing's ever going to help a man. It's what God says. I'm trying to give you ear to the truth. Amen. That's right. They give their ears to folly. They give their word. You give yours to the words of gossip. So much gossip today. Telephone. Did you hear about so-and-so? Somebody said, these people call me all the time and they just don't want to tell me all these things. Hey, God, I'll tell you, get to testifying about Christ. Go quote the scripture to them. They won't hold on long. That's right. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you, listen, friend, I ain't got the ears for that. I don't want to hear it. I tell you what, I don't like to hear criticism all the time. People criticizing all the time. I tell you, I found this out to be true. And you better put this in your heart. That there's never been a church to do anything for God that cut one another all the time and criticize one another all the time instead of praying for one another and loving one another. I tell you, that kind of wants to cut people all the time and criticize all the time. One reason about it is they want to make themselves look better than the person they're criticizing. Amen. That's right. I don't want to hear it. Don't dump it in my ears. These ears that God gave me, thank God, are very valuable to me. Amen. What I hear in these ears, I want it to be profitable to me. Sometimes I listen to things that my ears, a spiritual ears, do not, my friend, want to attend to. But in the flesh, sometimes we hear things and we attend to them things that we ought to close our ears to and turn our ears to God and give ear to God. What are we giving our ears for tonight? I'm wanting to preach tonight on total abstinence. Paul told the Thessalonians, he said, abstain from all appearance of evil. The word abstain means to refrain from it. I was reading Mr. Bard's notes on that, and boy, I tell you, these guys wrote in the 1800s, but they wasn't behind time, I'll tell you that. This is what Mr. Barnes said about it. Albert Barnes wrote, he warned men about the pleasures of the ballroom, and the, which means simply the dance and the theater and the glasses of wine and all these things that appear evil. And I'm going to tell you what, more in this day, people give their mind and their ears and their minds and all these things that God said, amen, what was Lot next with? Lot was best with what he seen and what he heard. That's right. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, I'm a preacher tonight, friend. Let me tell you something tonight. I'm not in this business of going out protesting everything. God told me to preach the gospel. He said, go out in the world and preach the gospel. I ain't going to no gay parade and try to protest, preach to them people. Going around that crowd. God didn't send no preacher down to Sodom. Why is he sending me to some of that crowd? Had a man tell me one time, he said, you ought to get there and preach to him. I said, praise God, I'll preach where God tells me. But I'll tell you one thing, I ain't against an abomination. It grieved my heart and my spirit. What, I want to go around it and try to tell anybody anything? I'm telling that, friend. Are you listening to me? I don't want my ears filled with such trash as that. That's right. He said, what about the little children? I said, well, I'll tell you what, that's a whole lot, my friend. I'm going to tell you one thing. Them reprobates has got them little children. They are reprobates because they're uncommitted to that lifestyle. And it's wicked and corrupt. God never intended old men to be with men, women to be with women. It's vile. I take the judgment of God on America tonight. And the judgment of God's going to be on our state tonight. And any boy that backs that field, hey, the judgment of God is going to fall. It's one of the last sins before a nation is destroyed. It, I'm telling you. That's right. Amen. That's even against nature. It's against nature. Everybody wants rights today. I'm going to tell you what they need. They need to get saved. That's right. Amen. The gays want rights. And they're not gay. They're sodomites according to the scripture. Certain races of people, they want rights tonight. Hey, friend, they need God. Oh, they want something in their pocket. They need God. Obama's not my God tonight. He's the President of the United States tonight. Who am I supposed to pray for? But I tell you what, I have no trust in that man. Hey, God, I trust in God. I don't care who's in the White House. Amen. Whether it's Bush, Clinton, Obama, it don't matter. All of them's a bunch of crooked as a dog's hind leg. And I'm telling you, friend, I don't put no hope and trust in them. Hey, God, my hope's in God. My hope's not in the White House. My hope's in God. Hey, God, I'm looking beyond this world for what I need. And I'm telling you this tonight. Hey, man, we've listened to a lot of this media mess. And we live more like that than we do the Word of God tonight. Who you listening to, the master or the media? Well, I'm telling you, we live in a day the media is the most filthy, corrupt people that walk in shoe leather.
Right.
They don't care nothing about God nor the Bible.
Right.
That's right. Oh, you say these boys do concern. All they are is a voice to make money. They just parrots. Well, that's all they are. I wouldn't give you a dime for a man who wouldn't stand for God and the old time book and then say something about how that they, hey, they conserve. They're not conservative. Well, hey, friend, can I tell you this? Thank God the man that's the most conservative voice, what conservatives say, he had helped John sing in his wedding. What's that tell you? He's a sodomite. He married a man.
Yeah.
Give me that stuff. This media mess today is just about corrupting. You know what people do? They turn their ear to it. Buddy, I'm telling you what, you turn your ear to the media and turn your ear to everything you hear and turn your ear to false doctrine and turn your ear, thank God, to gossip and Facebook and all that field that people's putting on there and all that you hear about this and you hear about that. I'm telling you what it does. It stirs up contention that God's not in. It's a bunch of strife. God's not in. It's devilish. It's sinful. I'm telling you tonight, friend, I'm preaching to your heart. If you want the healthy life for God, you got to put your ear where it ought to be. And it ought to be with healthy doctrine, a sound doctrine, a sound words. Ain't God, people that's got some sense about them, that knows how to talk, that's going to help you in your spirit. And if it don't help your spirit, it's not of God, I'm telling you tonight. I'm telling you this. I got the Spirit of God in me. I can tell when a man, even a preacher, if he's in the pulpit, and he's trying to throw poison out on somebody, it's going to grieve my spirit. That's not healthy. I would never want to preach anything to this church because I love you too much. I'd soon die and go to heaven. I would not ever want to preach nothing in this church that would be unhealthy for these people that I love and want to help to the truth. If they could get out of bed in the morning and say there's victory in Christ, I'd really listen to Him. I want to hear what He's got to say. I want that in my life. It's a spiritual habitation that God's building. And thank God for things God blesses with. But that's not what life. Jesus said life don't consist in the bunch of things a man possesses. He said, give ear to the word. Give ear to the law of God. Listen to what God says. Amen.
Right.
Thank God, give ear to it.
Right.
Too many people give an ear to the words of gossip. Some people live to hear what somebody else is doing.
Right.
I don't care. I don't say that in a bad way.
No.
I'm not no policeman anyhow.
Amen.
Thank God I'm a preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what, one old brother said, he said, if the Lord's your shepherd and He's their shepherd, thank God He can take care of the sheep. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Thank God. You give your ears to gossip. You give your ears to the words of ingratitude. Listen to me. You'll not hang around nobody with the words of ingratitude and it won't get on you.
Yes, it will.
It will get on you.
Right.
I've had people say this to me. He said, preacher, I got around that person. All they want to do is complain and be in ungrateful. And before you know it, I started doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Jesus said we ought to edify one another. That means build up one another in the faith.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you this tonight, and I believe what I'm about to say is true. I've never heard a spirit-filled man gossip or criticize. Never. I don't agree. Hey, Brother Sammy Allen, he's been here a couple times, preached the gospel. Went out and ate with him. You know what somebody said to him one night?
Yeah.
They said, you remind me of Billy Graham. That's what they told Sammy. He had more grace than I did.
Yeah.
You know what he said? He said, well, he's preached probably more than anybody else has. That's how he answered it. He did not criticize him. Well, I think we ought to make known people that's bringing forth untruth that would be hurting your congregation. But my time here is not to tell you all the errors of everybody else. If you got the truth, thank God, you'll know what the error is.
Yeah.
They don't teach people in banks. They don't go say, here's a counterfeit bill. They just know the real's so good, they know when a counterfeit passes by. Amen. I just said tonight, and I won't say it again, my ears is not to hear ingratitude. My ears not to hear criticism. If I give my ear that, I'm as guilty as the one speaking about it.
Yeah, right.
Is my ears give to the words of blasphemers? People that blaspheme the name of God. Can I tell you this tonight, as sweet as I can, that the name of our Lord should never be used in an irreverent way.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
Never should you say, my Lord, in an irreverent way. Never. He always, the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, always ought to be reverenced.
Amen.
In that name. Nobody should ever blaspheme or take the name of God in any loose and lascivious way that would bring dishonor to His name. My ears have heard it. My ears have, my feet have heard these things. And it grieves the God of heaven. There are some things a man says that absolutely grieves my heart. Using the name of God in vain. That was one of the Ten Commandments. God said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain.
Right.
You know what Solomon said about that? He said, Lord, he said, I don't want to live a life, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, I don't want to live a life where I have to steal and do all these things contrary to your way and take your name in vain. I don't want to take the name of God in vain. I don't want to say, I don't want to use the words from my mouth. And I don't want to use these ears that God gave me. Thank God to hear the sweet sound of God. Amen. And use my ears and give my ears the blasphemous words.
Amen.
I want to give my ear to His law. The words of His mouth. Do you know what Paul... What a psalmist said. If we can get this one verse down in our Christian life, we can live a holy life. This one verse down, get this in here. Put it in your heart. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my Redeemer. That means everything I say, let it be acceptable with God. And it ain't only what you say, it's how you say it.
Amen.
Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. It's how you say it. Somebody said, oh, I just told a man, I said, how did you say it? It's how you say something. So the words of my mouth, and over there in the Word of God, amen, I'm telling you, friend, they talk about these things in the Scriptures. Amen. Put on the girds of your mind, the loins of your mind. And if you're going to have a good, clean mind and a clean heart, you got to give your ear to the right things, I'm telling you. See, I didn't get saved. I was 24. There's things tonight I hear when I was a lost man. My flesh eats it.
Yeah.
I say that shamefully. Son, I can be sitting in a restaurant and a song come on I listen to before I ever got in. And all of a sudden I'm saying, I said, wait a minute. There's all kind of things that bother me. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Son, it's rough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Have to fight yourself all the time. But you know what? I'm telling you this. You better get what I'm about to say tonight. Your mind is where the battlefield is.
Yeah.
That's where the battlefield is. Hey, the devil, if he can captivate your mind and you don't bring them thoughts down and bring every thought under captivity in the power of God, I tell you what he'll do. He'll just control you in your mind. And brother, the mind, where's the ears at? It goes to the ears and into the mind. Yeah. And that's why we got to have the right thoughts. And the right thoughts come from what you hear. And if you hear the right things, thank God you're bound to be right.
Yeah.
You get down to pray sometimes. You know how weak your flesh is and wicked it is. I've been down praying before and the devil hit me with all kind of stuff. In my mind. That's the ground of battle. That's where it's at. That's why he said put on the helmet of salvation. It guards the mind. It'll guard the ears too, friend. Amen. That's why you read that Bible. I mean, read the Word of God. It talks about your hearing. It talks about what you hear. He said, give ear, O my people. Give ear to God. Give ear to His law. Every letter to the church in Asia, in seven churches, you know what it says? Every church, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. I say, let us give ear. You know what? He said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. How loud God got to talk to you? Does he have to say, Daddy? Or can he say, Daddy? Yeah. According to how close you are.
That's right.
He said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them, they follow me. There's the voice of the shepherd. Amen. That's right. Give her to him. You know what's amazing in that word there? It says, and a stranger they will not follow. They're not going to follow strangers.
Right.
They won't follow strange doctrine.
Right.
If a man gets up preaching something contrary to this book, and it's strange, the sheep will say, no, that's not his voice.
Right.
The Bible says the man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yeah.
That's what the book says. As a man, the word thinketh there means gatekeeper. In other words, as a man, what that man opens his heart to, that's what he is.
Yeah.
Amen? That's what he is. It's like, thank God, one of these night watchmen, if somebody drives up in a foreign truck,
yeah.
He says, identify yourself. And he said, nah, you're not coming in this territory. The Holy Ghost is your watchman.
Amen.
He's the porter that watched the sheep while the shepherd was gone.
Amen.
And you got a porter in you, thank God. It tells you who he is and who the shepherd is. And every sheep knows their own shepherd's voice. And they follow that voice and they hear that voice. Thank God. And I'm telling you that he knows, his own sheep tonight.
Right.
So give ear. He's saying here, give ear. Psalm 78. Give ear. Notice verse 2. He says, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. He says, I'm going to tell you something that was dark to some in the past. But this is nothing new under the sun, because I'm not preaching nothing new that hadn't never been preached.
Amen.
Somebody gets up and tries to twist something around, try to make it sound new to you. Let's go ahead and count. He's not got nothing new. There will never be nothing preached now that wasn't preached then.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, friend. You might hear it in a different way, but I tell you one thing. It's all the same truth. If it is the truth, and I'm telling you what, them sayings of old, they always will remain. The foundation is by them. And I'm telling you, thank God, them sayings of old, he just repeated. Hey, God, what them other ones said, amen.
Right.
Brother Shake, we just repeating what them old men of God said long years before us. That's what we're doing. We don't have no new gospel. No new twist. Thank God. I don't care what you want to title it. It's still the same book. Hadn't changed. It's the inspired word of God. So he said, give ear to the law. Incline ear to it. Listen to what I got to say. I'm going to give you, thank God, these truths that was established in old time. Notice what he said in verse number 3. He said, which we have heard. Or how can you hear without hearing? With an ear. We've heard. I wonder what your children's heard. I wonder what congregation's heard. Notice this here. Which we have heard, known, and our fathers have told us. He said, we had some spiritual fathers in the past. Going back to our father Abraham. That the sovereign God of heaven established the Hebrew nation with, and said, I will bless them that bless you and curse them that curse you. And he said, them fathers named Isaac and Jacob and, thank God, Joseph and Judah and going down the line to Moses. Amen. Hey, God, this is the truth. Amen. Our fathers told us this. Hey, we're one big family. And we need to stay with the truth is what he's saying. And then verse 4, I want to touch on that and I'm through tonight. Listen to me. You better get this, what I'm about to preach here. We will not hide them from their children. Showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord. God help us. And His strength. And His wonderful works that He has done. I'll remind you again, the man that wrote this psalm was called Asaph. 1 Chronicles 25 says, his sons remained in the temple as musicians until the second temple. What he did, they did.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Yes.
We will not hide. What we're not going to hide from them? The truth.
That's right.
The history. And what God's done for us. We're not going to hide it. Why would we come to a car? Why would a young child, God going up in the Westside Baptist Church and look at a congregation of people that had nothing to tell or a preacher that had nothing to preach? Why would they want that?
Right.
We're not going to hide it from them. We're not going to take them to children's church. This is children's church.
Amen. Amen.
That's
right.
How are we going to show them the praise of God when they're off in some room somewhere eating a cookie, drinking Kool-Aid, and getting a puppet show?
Yeah.
God help.
Yeah. That's the truth.
They need to be by mom and daddy.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Praise God. Sit on a pew and listen to the man of God. Hear the old time songs of Zion.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to hide it from them. There's too many vultures out there and buzzards.
That's it.
And that's all they are. They eat flesh. That's why that raven never come back in the ark. He fed off the dead things.
Yes.
That's all he ate.
Yes.
That dove wouldn't eat it. Thank God he landed in a tree. Boy, I'm glad the Holy Ghost took me to a tree one day.
Amen.
Took me to Calvary's tree. Amen. That's right. That old raven ate that dead stuff. And that's why people want to eat that bunch of dead stuff. Thank God, give me that heavenly dove. That took him. Thank God, and plucked off an olive branch. I brought it back into him and said, hey, thank God, we got some dry land. And the dove didn't come back. Amen. That's right. That water had to go before the dove came. Amen.
Yeah.
Water's Christ. Water had to leave before the dove came, thank God, and testified to Calvary. That's what the Holy Ghost come for. He come to testify of Christ. Amen. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen.
Right.
We're going to hide that from our children.
No way.
They need to hear it. I've seen parents bring kids into church before, and I get on something they doing, and I've seen parents. It's been a long time. I've seen parents about do this to their children.
Yeah,
I've seen them get so mad about preaching about taking them to the dances and all that kind of filth they do, and I've seen them actually whisper to the kids and say, I've seen them shake their head no, amen, and the congregation, and we're trying to tell them the truth. Hey God, I'm just telling you this tonight. It's ain't for the world. Hey God, if a man gets offended of the law of God, amen, he don't have no great peace in his heart. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And that don't mean me up here trying to offend you. That means that nothing will trip you up. That's what the word offend means. Look it up. It means it won't cause you to stumble because you got great peace. You love the law of God. The people of God, that little girl there, amen, is going to have to hear the law of God one day and see that she's transgressed it. And thank God, the Holy Ghost appointed her to Christ and the cross. And there's a way, thank God, to God, and be a salvation experience in the heart. Hey, I don't want to hide it. Hey, God, I want to tell it, amen. Too many things being hid today. We ought to hide them, thank God, from the devil. Hide them from the wickedness that's going on sometimes. You can't hide them from everything. God didn't take us out of the world. He said, you're in the world, but not of it. You know what we need to do? We need to equip this little old man with the truth.
That's right. Yeah.
Need to equip him good with it. Just fill him up with the Word of God and equip him with it. Yeah. Then when he goes into the world, thank God there's something in him that gives him victory over what the world's trying to bring. Amen. We need to give it to him, brother. I mean the Word. Thank God we need it ourselves. I can't make it without it. I'm Uncle Carl, but don't read the Bible. Don't pray. I'm a carnal man. Thank God Paul said, I'm a wretched man. I'm wretched. Thank God because of myself. I need victory in the grace of God. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God. He said, where my hand wants to do right. He said, there's always some kind of evil influence there wanting her to do wrong. Can you get this tonight? That tree that Eve ate from wasn't evil.
That's right.
It was an act of disobedience that was evil. Have you ever thought about it? Y'all ever think? Amen. That's what the word Selah means. Selah, think on it. Muse. That means think. I mused. Yeah. We ain't got much time to muse no more. Amen. He said he mused by the fire, didn't he? While the fire's burning, he mused. You ever thought about this? You ever thought, just thinking about it, that probably that tree of knowledge of good and evil was had to be a beautiful tree? I mean, everything God created was beautiful and he said it was good. There's something in my mind says there was something very attractive on that tree. But thank God, you had every other tree you could eat from and enjoy. And he just put a one tree in the whole garden for us enough. That's what it says. A one tree that he said you can't eat from. And the day you eat, you're going to die toward God.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. Just one. You know what I say? Don't go around it. But can I tell you this too? You live in this world, you're going to be around it. You know what I found out? I don't know how to balance this out, Brother Joe. I don't know how to balance it out, Brother Dennis. I just don't know how. All I can say is it'll be up to God to work it in people's heart and children's heart. You can't put your children in a cave somewhere. But at the same time, you just don't throw them out to the dogs.
Amen.
But what these young people need is a heart full of the Word of God that when they go out into the world and mom and daddy's not there, they got power in them and the shield in them, thank God, and overcome that kind of thing. And I found out, God help me, I hope you don't get mad at me, I love you. And I found out Independent Fundamental Baptist Church is what they call Gun Barrel Straight, that a lot of them kids go bad because they shield them from every test they ever took, and then when they get out there, they don't know how to face a test. My grandson's going to middle school tomorrow. I hadn't given him a talk yet. I love him. I've done determined in my heart, you know, that grandpa attitude. I'll tell you one thing, they better not do nothing down there that ain't right toward him. You'll go there and sock them. That's just the way I feel. I'm just being honest. I'll go down there and sock them. Tell you what, they done my brother bad one time down at Irwin. My daddy's going down there. My grandpa was wanting to go. He had a knife in his hand. He said, I'm going. I'll put the cut on him. He would have too, son. He would have cut him. Daddy and mama wouldn't let him go. That's right. He put hurting on Rusty. He didn't take up for us boy. So when I was down in Sumter, South Carolina one time. We watched a ball game. I was coming out one night. And I was a bit competitive, you know. And I said to the ump, I said, "You done sorry tonight." I was just about a sixth grader. That guy act like he was gonna push me. I'm here. Come Papa. He had his knife out. He'd cut him. He took off running down the road. The umpire did. That's right. You get that in you, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It's hard to let them go sometimes, let them grow up a little bit.
Yes. Sure.
You say, what's the answer? What Hannah did. Prayed. 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 Just keep praying. So what you going to do, preacher? Pray. Instruct and pray. Yeah. Because I don't want him to miss out on this. Can I tell you this? He's 11 years old. He come back from another church the other week. He went to with somebody in the other side of his family. He's getting together. He's going on vacation with his daddy and them. He called me upstairs. He's gathering his little stuff there, putting them in a bag. And he said, Papa, I said, what? He said, I went to that other church and he said, they fooled a bunch of people over there. And I said, what? He said, they got all them little old kids to pray a prayer. He said, I'd hate to be them people on Judgment Day. Boy, you talk about wanting to preach, son, I'd about cut loose right then. I said, you tell her right, boy. It ain't a God. They got to get under Holy Ghost conviction and repent toward God and believe on Christ. It's a narrow way. Thank God this ain't this. One, two, three, repeat after me. Have at it, son. I ain't going to hide it from them. I'm going to tell them to be a boy. Get a haircut. Stand up straight. Look like a man.
Yeah.
Put your hat on right.
Yeah.
I'm going to hide that from him. Hey, we ought not hide the praise of God. When we come to church, ought to be some praise. Hey, God, them little old boys and girls can look up and say, thank God for my church.
Amen.
Ought to see the power of God down at the church house, people praying and weeping and begging God to save sinners. And see the hand of Almighty God working in the church. I tell you, ought to give ear. Hey, God, not hide them things from the children of this house of God tonight. Amen. He said here, that he said that the praise of the Lord, the strength and His wonderful works that He had done. Well, we ought to tell it. When God does something, it's amongst us. We're family members, aren't we?
Yeah.
There are some things that just keep in the family. This is the family. I preached not long ago and Danny said, you don't keep it in the family? I said, yeah, just keep it in the family. Don't send it out across the way. Just keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Sister Jennifer, we got down here and prayed for her. She got a good report. That's a wonderful work of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brother Shank said them boys wasn't sung Friday night. The Holy Ghost helped them. That's a wonderful work of God.
Yeah.
That means that when they sing, thank God, we'll sit back here and say, praise God, this is my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God for them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen, boy. Keep on doing it.
Yeah.
Thank God I love you, buddy. Amen. Hey, we ought not hide these things from our children. I've heard parents so stupid sometimes say, well, I don't want my children not to have. Praise God, y'all said, I don't want my children not to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus, thank God, in the world.
Yeah.
Give an ear to what I'm saying tonight, praise God. The generation to come got to hear it. And then he said there, hey, you get it to their children, then you one day you pass it to your boy, okay?
Amen.
Then when your boy comes and you'll be a grandpa, then you pass it to them if Jesus hadn't come.
Yeah,
right. It won't be in vain, said I saw them old preachers up here spitting and preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
And boys, I'm telling you, I know what preaching is. Know what old-time praise is, old-time worship is. I know what God working in the church is. I'm going to tell my boys and girls about it. Amen.
Amen.
And when they grow up, thank God, I want how to see it. Amen.
Right.
As you ought to see it out of you first.
Amen.
Well, I remember the first time God ever got on me down there in Granite Quarry. Buddy, we were sitting there. My wife said we'd come home from Sunday school. Matt was about 5 years old. She said, teacher come to me today and said, boy, Matt really prayed in Sunday school. Well, when she said that, son, it just hit me. I mean, just hit me, son. I started weeping in the Holy Ghost. I mean, this is uncontrollable. I mean, I liked it. It won't stop it, but it is uncontrollable. Got down on all fours, just crawled around the house about 20 minutes. My kids, I mean, he's probably about 3 then. They're saying, Mama, what's wrong with Daddy? What's wrong with Daddy? What's wrong with Daddy? She said, ain't nothing wrong with me. That feels good. Amen. I tell you, thank God they ought to see it in us. They ought to see it in the parents. They ought to see it in the church. They ought to see it in the preacher. They ought to see it in the teacher. Hey, God, they ought to see it in you. Amen. They ought to see something. Don't hide it from them. Hey, God, show the generation to come about God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Well, bless His name.
Yeah.
Enjoyed preaching today. Amen. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad He told me that this morning when I got down. He said, good to hear you, son, in this good place here we got. Amen. That's right. I ain't got them boys got singing this morning, son. It rung my bell. Amen. That's right. You know that's right. Thank God. If it didn't ring yours, your bell's wet.
Amen.
That's right. If it didn't light your fire, thank God to put some gas on it. That's right. Praise God. I'll tell you, we ought to back it. Amen. Everything that's right and spiritual, we ought to back it.
That's right.
We ought to back it. Thank God. Money, whatever, shout. Amen. Amen. Curse, whatever it is, we ought to back it.
Yeah.
Show the generation to come. We're going to carry on with God.
Yes.
Maybe somebody gets saved.
when these youngins get called to be boys, these don't not no girls. Some of these boys get called to preach.
Amen.
That's right. Thank God. Got a little fire about them. Amen. Lord, help us all. God, help me tonight to give ear and not hide it from these children. Father, use your word, accomplish your will. I appreciate your grace and mercy in the people of God and your help in this hour. God, may we have your help tonight, Lord God. I need it, Lord, to give ear to the word of God and give ear to the things of God. And Lord God, tonight I need ear, God, tonight to get instruction. And God, I don't want to hide nothing that's right and holy and God about that tonight, Lord, of all the book of God tonight, Lord, don't want to hide it from the children. God in heaven, strengthen us, settle us, and use us to glorify your name. We'll thank you in Christ's name, we do pray. Amen.